this morning, I cannot ignore that which has been all over our news for the last at least few weeks, actually longer than that. But if you've been paying any attention to the news, you know that this is a very significant weekend in the islands, especially for the Roman Catholic community of Hawaii. On October 11th, Pope Benedict XVI canonized five people, including Father Damien, a 19th century priest who served and died on the Kalaupapa Peninsula of Molokai. Yesterday, one of St. Damien's heels, it's curious to me that they're unclear which heel it is, the Catholic Diocese of Honolulu states it could be either the right or the left, but whichever it is, one of his heels made its way down a winding 3.2-mile trail from topside Molokai down to Kalaupapa, where St. Damien ministered to those with Hansen's disease or leprosy, primarily native Hawaiians who were banished to that isolated location. The relic, in a clear box, within a wooden box, within a koa box, was carried by four Damien High School students and one Molokai High School student, specifically chosen for the honor. After a mass held yesterday at St. Philomena, where St. Damien once presided, this time conducted by an archbishop from Belgium, the home country of Father Damien, Hansen's disease patients still living on the Kalaupapa Peninsula were given time to venerate the relic before it was returned to Oahu for special ceremonies today, beginning with a noon mass, 55 minutes from now, at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Peace. At 1:30, a procession led by Bishop Silva, the Archbishop from Belgium, members of the Sacred Hearts Congregation, of which St. Damien was a member, and 13 bishops from California will escort the relic to Iolani Palace. There, the relic will be received and carried by representatives of the Royal Order of Kamehameha I and the Hawaiian Royal Societies. Speeches will be given by the Lieutenant Governor, Speaker of the House, and representatives from the Episcopal, UCC, and Mormon communities in the islands. All of that to acknowledge a man now deemed a saint in the Roman Catholic tradition. Sainthood is not something that happens every day in the Roman Catholic Church, and it has not happened before in connection with Hawaii, although it may happen again, as Mother Marianne Cope, a Franciscan sister who arrived several months before Damien's death and who took over leadership after St. Damien's death, is also in the consideration process to be designated as a saint. To be named a saint in the Roman Catholic Church is quite an involved process. And therefore, it is a big deal. Careful examination is undertaken into the person's life and ministry, and various stages have to be passed along the way to becoming a saint, first by being beatified and then by being canonized. In order for these steps to take place, there must be verification of two medical miracles. For Catholics, this guarantees that the potential saint in question truly is in heaven and can intercede on behalf of those who are still here on earth. Now, that all falls a bit strangely on Protestant ears, who feel no need for an intercessor when lifting concerns to God, praying quite freely directly to God. Nor does the connection between miracles and sainthood make any sense to Lutherans raised on Martin Luther's preaching taken from St. Paul, that we are all saint and sinner at the same time. Simul justus et peccator, righteous and at the same time a sinner. We do, however, designate saints' days in our church calendar with an awareness that those officially designated as saints have led lives worthy of imitation, and that naming these people as saints recognizes their importance to inspire and provide examples for generations to follow in living faithful Christian lives. Roman Catholics embrace this understanding as well. Monsignor of the Sacred Hearts community, commenting on the designation of saints, said, "Saint Teresa had said that a saint is not a person who does extraordinary things, but one who does ordinary things extraordinarily well. Father Damien was one of those people. What he did extraordinarily well is help us not to forget those that are the forgettable in the eyes of the world. That is something we can all take to heart and behind which we can rally. Ordinary people who do extraordinary things when moved by their faith in Jesus Christ, not to forget those who are the forgettable in the eyes of the world. Sim illustris et peccator. It turns out that growing up, Father Damien was very much an ordinary kind of person. And I think his story is worth sharing for what it can teach us about ordinary people doing extraordinary things. He, along with an older brother, entered the seminary of the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. But while the older brother was considered the scholar, the younger brother, who we would come to know as Father Damien, was deemed incapable of the academic challenges of theology, philosophy, and Latin, and therefore much better suited for physical labor. With his brother's tutoring, he struggled through learning the liturgical Latin he would eventually use during Mass on Molokai. So how did he end up here? It was actually his brother who was called to these islands, but he came down with typhus. So Damien, with a stubborn, willful streak, went over the heads of local superiors to obtain permission to take his brother's place. He arrived in March 1863 after a five-month voyage and after a year of additional study, was ordained at Our Lady of Peace Cathedral down on Bishop in Beritania. That led to 9 years of circuit riding on horseback around the Big Island, where he learned the Hawaiian language. During that time, an outbreak of leprosy began causing terror in the islands because of its person-to-person transmission and no known drugs to treat it. A policy was enacted to banish anyone diagnosed with the disease to the remote lower area of Molokai. In the beginning, the situation was horrendous, with sick people simply abandoned there to fend for themselves with only sporadic oversight by the government. No medical personnel, no shelter or food provisions, and certainly no hope. The diocese put out a call for priests to assist. Damien, having seen many stricken with leprosy and torn from their families on the Big Island, because once you received that diagnosis, you were banished, gone. That was it. Seeing that pain within those families, he volunteered to go. For 16 years, until he himself died of the disease, he demanded, cajoled, and scolded Board of Health officials, his religious superiors in Honolulu and France, merchants and philanthropists, not to abandon those at Kalapapa to certain death, but to provide food, lumber, bandages, clothing, and donations of all kinds. That stubborn streak that first brought him to the islands also worked to turn chaos into community and gave self-respect back to people who were seen posing in their best clothes when a horseback procession brought Queen Kapiolani and Princess Liliuokalani for a visit. It is this legacy of service to the banished, the shunned, the feared, the forgotten of Kalapapa that is honored in his elevation to sainthood. A man of ordinary abilities, but with a clearly determined spirit, a heart full of compassion, and a trust and faith in the providence of God. To my Lutheran years, that is the truly remarkable combination of qualities that makes him a saint worth remembering. Driven by his faith and the teachings of the gospel, miracles did occur. People were given hope to live and dignity with which to die. They are qualities which all of us, ordinary people, saints and sinners both, can strive to achieve. Determined spirits, driven by hearts full of compassion, and a fearlessness that comes from trust and faith in the providence of God. It is a lifelong process of growth with successes and failures. I spoke to the students at Iolani School just after the delegation from Hawaii returned from the canonization mass in Rome. The delegation had taken a Father Damien pilgrimage from Belgium to Rome, during which they bonded as a group and grew in solidarity with one another. When the time for the highly anticipated canonization mass arrived, an event for which they had waited and prepared for years, they found themselves in what was described as a most un-Christian crush of people when the service was moved at the last minute from St. Peter's Square into the Basilica due to weather. After having been together throughout their journey, they were separated and scattered throughout the assembly at the very pinnacle of what they'd come to experience. That is human nature. But there is also within the human spirit the ability to transcend personal ambition and drive for personal gain. That is also what makes us human. And there are those whom we call saints, who help us remember that higher calling of humanity to which we are capable. Ordinary people with determined spirits, driven by hearts full of compassion and a fearlessness that comes from trust and faith in the providence of God. Saints and sinners, all of them. People like those who remember this day as we light these candles. People like my grandparents, deeply respected and loved pillars of their church, who taught me a lived faith that grew deep within me. People like Miss Ballard, my 50-something hair in a bun confirmation teacher, who always seemed so stern, but who in reality, as I was later to learn, was in almost constant pain from multiple sclerosis. Yet she considered it important enough to pass on the Christian faith to youth that she taught for years. People like Martin Luther King Jr., who ignited our nation's understanding of justice and peace through his faith in the words of Scripture. People like Harvey Milks, who stood up and proclaimed that all of God's people were to be given equal opportunity. People like St. Damien, who risked his own health and life to minister to those society shunned. People like, well, you fill in the blank. People who have been the saints in your lives. And as you're thinking about that, I suggest that you consider as well those who will someday light a candle for you because of the way you lived and loved in faithfulness to Jesus Christ, saint and sinner, all of us. Amen.